option with.
So you've made a tikkun on the bottom key. That lechay is an issa min atoyah to make on Shabbos. So what happens is, I've tried this out a few times on different tubs, that you can open the tub around the side. If you put a knife around the side and lift off the lid, you can do it. It's just this tub is easier to open if a person takes off that piece which pulls off. That is a problem to do. To leave that piece on and take a knife and open it around the other side, no problem at all with that. You're not doing anything on Shabbos. That's mutter, 100% mutter. You're not making a new kedi because that kedi was always a kedi. There's no problem with that. The only problem is if a person makes the kedi a better kedi, you break the tab off and you made the bottom kedi a better kedi, that's an issa to do.
Without breaking that tab on that piece that trial as well.
Yeah, you can. It's very awkward to do, yeah? It's awkward to do. When you break that piece off, you make the cake, you might have to review. About it, you could take a knife. I'll tell you another trick if you want, my friend. Oh, take a knife around the whole side, you can lift off the whole piece. That's much, yeah, but that's much easier. You can do that, that's not a problem, yeah? It's much easier. This, no, because you made a much better cake. You made a much better cake than I said. Someone just wrote me now, he said, Minah Ori, he was here in the share last week, he heard the Ori, he's a very good Ori. That's a problem to me.
The bottom cake is a cake beforehand also.
My friend, I keep telling you it's a bottom cake. If you've got a knife which cuts, and on Shabbos, you take it, you sharpen it, it cuts much better. Have you done this on Shabbos to make it a better kedi?
Yeah.
No, the mice, the knife cut beforehand as well. You could use the knife, but you've improved the knife to a much better degree. You've made the knife a much better knife.
You improved that kedi in the bottom.
You have, because now you can open it much easier. You can put your hand there and lift it, it's much easier. You made a much better ticket than that kedi. It's a much better kedi, it's much more usable than that kedi. So the chayyid, that's a problem. I'm happy to see if anyone says not like that, but it's a chayyid should be a problem. Okay, then we spoke. What?
Somebody did and opened it from that day.
That's what he said.
No,
he said.
It's not from the different place. That's not from a different
place. Well,
yeah, he said. He said he tried out this week. He put his fingernail out where he managed to open it. But have you made it better? Is it easier to use now with breaking that tab off?
Is it better?
Is it better, I'm asking. Is it easier to use when it's broken off?
It's easier when it's broken off.
I'm really not asking the question, my friend. Yeah, I really need a boy. I'm not asking the question. Is it easier to open up with a lid off, with the piece broken off, or with a... What?
These one things, just with your finger there.
Yeah.
I checked and opened up the lid yesterday. I just opened it without it.
Yeah, but you can open it without it.
But what
do you
think?
Well,
it's
smart
to see.
Smart, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's much easier with it off. Why do they make it? They make it to make it easier.
Yes.
But if they make it to make it easier, that's what they're doing.
It's just easy when you open it
up. You're lucky, very lucky. Most people tell you.
No, I need to.
But bring this tub, I'd like to see it. You show me, bring it to the tub tomorrow if you can, if you remember. I would like to see it. Okay, that's an interesting point, I see. Lemaisa, we said macro party is no problem. The only problem is, that is the only problem itself. I say, someone asked after me, it's quite right, Lemaisa, you can use it. If you put a knife around someone else, or you put your finger like you're doing, you open it without breaking that piece of the sycamore, sir. Yeah. Okay, let's move on. Then we spoke about, so I want to speak about this cutting toilet paper. This is an interesting shy what we spoke about before. Cutting toilet paper is the chayr mamish shy we mentioned a minute ago. When a person cuts toilet paper on Shabbos, he is not makbid really if it's cut on the perforated lines or not. So you want a specific measure, that's true. But you're not makbid on exactly on those perforated lines. But that could also be called machazir because you want a specific measure. You don't want a long piece because you can't use it as a long piece. So that lechayr is also machazir. Even if it's not machazir, which it could be done on, it's zikha kriya. It's zikha kriya shal tikkun. However you open it, however you tear it, you're doing a kriya shal tikkun. But you're tearing it as it is the roll, which you can't use, it's very hard to use. When you tear it, you're doing a kriya shal tikkun, that's also do on Shabbos. So we spoke about this last time, someone stuck it and got nothing to use. So we said that a person, the best thing to do is just to ask a goy to open it for you, to cut the paper for you beforehand, if you can do that. But Deachremiz is the best. If you can't do it, Deachremiz, ask a goy, I've reached, you can ask him straight out. If you can't do that, then you can do it kelachayad. You can tear the toilet paper kelachayad, that means the washing, you put it on the floor, and you kick it. You kick it wherever you want, in order that the toilet paper tears, and you've got it, or you put it between, on the thing over here, and you just break, you move with your elbow to tear it. I must say, it's an interesting shayla. I had a question a few weeks ago, actually, in Oshra, this case I was speaking about in Oshra, we wanted to cover a pot. Oh. We want to cover a pot of soup, let's say, it's hot soup, and you don't want to put it in the fridge straight away, so you want to cool down. You can't find a lid for it, let's say. So can you take the foil paper, a roll of foil, and unwind it, not cut it, and leave it on top, put out a stretch, and leave it on top of the...
Is that a way to look at it?
Why not? You're asking why not?
What's the sound of this? You've always got some.
No, we can use.
He's a Thomas Hobbes of Cairo. I say that. I tell you, I also thought it was like you. I thought, what's the problem? What could be the problem? What's the problem? You're not doing machatech, you're not doing korea, you're doing as it is. You just take a piece of foil and you use it as it is.
A good cut it for you.
What?
A good cut it for you.
Well, I can cut it for you. If I'm not rich, you can ask me going to do it. You can ask me because you want soup to be covered, so that you're going to cut it.
Let's see, what's
the Sunday? So, the Shami Yehuda, in a few places over here, that's Muksa. Because it's really a Kiddush actually, because of about the normal Hishtanksha, so it's to tear it, that is the only way you use it normally. The fact that you're now on Shabbat designed to use it in a different way, that's Muksa. Kiddush actually, let me show it to you over here, I wrote it down over here. But I found a Kiddush also. It's got two marmakos, got two marmakos here. But you always cut it. Normally, when a person uses it, you always cut it. No normal person uses a roll of foil. No normal person uses a roll of foil as it's attached. Exactly. Well, that's making mutter. That means that normally, chances to cut it. It's me. You can look at it. Let me just find it for you over here. I wrote it down so well. First of all, he speaks about Nyar toilets. That's he says Nyar toilets. So you can laugh at him. He says it sounds like he mocks her. Lamed, mat must go for you. Yes, it sounds like you can't use it without cutting it. He says it's got a dinner like food that's not cooked. You can't really have to cook food. He says clearly that all these rolls are moksa. It's a hiddush. I must say it's a moksa. Toilet paper is a bit better because you can use it to cover the breeze. It's a bit better. But a normal roll of foil is moksa, he says Tucker. Yes, yeah, it's a hiddush. I wrote down the other maramaku. Pair of Volvo hitters. It's a hiddish, it's a hiddish. I also find it a hiddish, I must say, yeah. And I'll tell you something else, the most of these bin bags, for example, let's say someone's run out of these bin bags. So these bin bags are much worse, actually. Because these bin bags are a roll on, but they're perforated edges, yeah? Now, that, to tear that on Shabbos, besides the Issa Perea, that is Machatik. Because there, you mummish want to cut on those perforated edges, yeah? Because if you go, you miss those perforated edges, you'll make a hole in your bag in the bag.
Oh,
so that is much worse, yeah?
Now, to take the whole roll, put it in the bin, and use it.
Oh, so that comes out, here it is. That to use the whole roll, if someone wants to use the whole roll, it's moksa.
You can't.
You can't do it. It comes out to put a moksa. It's a good thing you came to, you see?
Yeah.
That's a problem. So to do that, the chayyah is a problematic because the hilchos moksa is a problem of unrolling. It's a chayyah, I must say, it's a chayyah.
That would be problematic.
Okay, yeah. You'd be a good rabbi, you'd be, you know. Right, okay, what else we said about machate? That was so bad. Again, we should make the mistake, these tissue boxes which we spoke about, also where the perforated edges over there, you made a nice hole in the thing, that's it, machate, because yeah, you want the whole thing. I mean, it's not doma to what we spoke about on the bottle. You've got a bottle, a grape juice bottle, it's got a plastic seal over it, a paper seal over it, which got a perforated edge around it, yeah? To cut that off is not machate. Because there, that's going in the dustbin. You're not interested in pulling in a machate. That is mutter to do. Because there, you don't want it. The tissue box, though, when you want the perforated around there, it makes it much easier to use a tissue box. So you're gaining from machate. We said machate is that you do a chituch, and you gain from the chituch that you've got something beneficial from it. If you gain from the chituch, you can empty out the contents of your sugar and wash these small sachets of sugar, but it's got a perforated edge on it. You want to tear that open to pour the sugar out. There's no machate there at all. Because that whole thing is going straight in the dustbin. There's no gain out of it.
Box of masters, I think that's a whole box of masters for the Suda, so I could tear it both perforated on top,
tissue perforated
on top.
Red perforated on top.
The half the cardboard box.
But now, my friend, you've got a shave, so you've got, now you're talking about Mahanim, you've got a shave career as well, yeah?
Yeah, but you need to get into the box.
You must do a kilkor, you must do a tikkun. If you open a box normally, you've done a creational tikkun. So you've done a career which is beneficial. That career is not allowed on Shabbos. You've got an ass box now, you've not ruined anything. If you rip it. Yeah, but for the time being, you're using most people keep a box of masters for a while, they don't throw out the box straight away. Understand, but that career is a career sticker. Normally, you made the box, you made the cane for a bit of time. That's the problem.
You don't throw it out immediately, more or less.
First of all, you don't throw a whole box of masters. I mean, you're a particular case. Yeah, but that's a chiddush rosh, that's a hetzer. You're using it straight away. Normally, it's not a normal thing. Normally, it's a case.
A small sachet,
for example, where the contents enter that straight away, that's mutter. Or a plastic which goes around the plastic bottle, that's normal to throw away straight away. Everyone throws that away. That's not going to be a problem. We spoke about the perforated edges around the actual seal, and the plastic seal itself. That lechayim, we have to know why it's not machatek. I'm saying, so is it's not machatek. Others disagree, but it's an interesting point why it's not machatek. But we said, even if you do hold it to machatek, that means you're not talking about, on every bottle, besides the shayad of making a kaili on the lid, You've got a shire that the ring is attached to the bottle top with different attachments. And why is that not machatek when you cut it off? So if you throw it away, there's no problem. And actually, you're not throwing it away normally, often you keep it. And you warm that perfectly, like you said yourself the swallow last time, you don't want to hurt yourself on your fingers extruding. So the mice, you want it there. That the chayes problem. So the best AC is if you want to get around all the problems. We don't understand Rav Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says mutter. He says not machatech. So we said Rav Shlomo says a small in Shlomo Zalman is that you're not. If you ask anyone, is he doing machatech now? He's not interested. He's not doing machatech. He's opening a bottle. Oh. He's got no kavanah in machatech at all. It's a chiddush. So Shlomo Zalman says that Rebbe is not oisik at all in machatech. That's no problem at all. Now we spoke about oichdin food, and we said that in Hukkas oichdin, there's no issur mechatech. A person wants to cut a cake in nice slices, he takes a knife and he cuts it in nice squares, you make it very nicely trimmed, no problem mechatech at all. However, if you take a ruler, for example, and you measure the sizes, that's an issur medida on Shabbos. That's an issur, there's a lot of kosher coming under there, you mustn't do medida, you mustn't measure. Measuring is problematic on Shabbos, and therefore that mustn't be done with a ruler. But to cut the slices nicely and equal slices, all right. Then we spoke on an interesting side of Shlomo Zalman, I think was also a very interesting horror, and that is a person who wants to cut the moshel a packet of marge in half. Let's say it's Yom Tov. Very interesting chiddush actually. He wants to cut a packet of marge in half. So if it's the marge, that's oichel. There's no problem with chatik. The thing is, the wrapper that he's going through, he's cutting the paper exactly halfway. And that he wants to be halfway. Now that's an interesting point, Tucker. Well, that's also not, yeah? But we spoke about bread in a bread machine. Now, obviously, not electric on a hand machine, which apparently you can get. You can cut bread to a certain thickness. So we said, mitzvah mechatech, there's no problem, yeah? There's no issur mechatech on food. But again, to set the machine on Shabbos to bottle 5 millimeters, it should cut to a thickness of 5 millimeters, that is a problem. Because that, what you're doing is, you're doing a medida. That mustn't be done on Shabbos, that's not done on Shabbos. If you set it approximately, you're not mucking exactly on the size, then that's what to do. Okay. What else do we speak about? The toilet paper was broke. Sorry? Ice pops. Yeah, I wanted to speak about that. That's an interesting point that we have. I forgot to bring one of it, actually. Some of these ice pops, these double ice pops, yeah, you break them in half, and you've got two halves. So that's Mamisei Shaila, actually, what we're speaking about. No, there's no machatech on the actual ice pop itself. But the plastic which you're cutting off, Lechera, is Mamisei Shaila, Rav Shlomo Zalman with a margarine. Yeah. Yeah, I can see he wants his ice pop. No? Why is it different?
Because it's in glass, it's neat.
Cut out very neat. I wanted to bring one with, actually. Comes out very, very neat. It's a nice hole on top. It's Mamisei cut in half. Comes out very, very neat. I think it's a creational tikkun as well, Lechera. It's a tearing which is a tikkun. So besides the machatech, you've done a creational tikkun.
Tikkun is it
with a
knife? Is that because tikkun is a
knife
with a knife or a scissors?
If
that's
the way to do it, if you do it that way, if that's the way to do it, it's a creational tikkun. No, but let's say you want one ice pop. Let's say you want to divide it up, yeah? So you do a crystal tikkun for a short amount of time, you're being used that crystal tikkun. You're giving one to one child, one to another child. So you've gained a bit from that kriya.
Divide it.
That's a bit of a shinri, man. It's a kalacha. Yeah, but I don't know if that's mutter to do. I don't know. That's a kriya or a shinri. I'm not sure. The best is what you don't want to take a knife and slit the whole thing. You take a knife and you slit the whole ice pot from the top to the bottom.
No, you hold it. You plastic
in your plastic bag. After you cut it, put it in a plastic bag. Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of a tzav why it should be mutter to break it in half. Even if it's not machatech, because you're not sure about it on the side and it's food. But first of all, the paper itself, you cut it exactly in half. And secondly, I'm not sure why it's not called a creational tikkun.
And the single one, you bite the single one, okay? Cut the single one.
So that could be better there, because that's able to be thrown out straight away. You're not gaining anything from that thing, you're throwing out straight away. This, you divide it into two people, I think you've got a tikkun out of it. Maybe, a normal ice pot might be better.
Which one is going to
a normal ice pot, you have one ice pot, it's meant to be emptied out straight away. You have the ice pot, you can open it, easy, and you throw it out. You don't keep it, you don't store it in there normally. So that's all shiny with the whole kriya. If that is like a side of the Hilal Dovin and Chazanish, is that called a keli for a certain amount of time, for holding it for a short amount of time? So Hilal Dovin said, but it's going to be emptied out straight away. You're using it, it's being emptied out, you're not going to refill it. That's not called a keli. And therefore, that's mutter. You with me? No. No, I'm not saying it's all right. I'm saying you're doing a Kriya, so Tikkun also read there. But a Kedi, after Kedi, is not, yeah, not a problem. After Kriya, the Kriya is a problem. You're doing a Kriya, so Tikkun. Maybe that's called a Kriya, so Kilkul, maybe. If you, if you bite it, then it's called a Kriya, so Kilkul. Maybe. Bananas, no Korean bananas. It's not material.
That's all the access to it.
No, there's no Korean. The material of bananas is not Korean. The material of bananas is not Korean. The material of an ice pot is Korean. That's the problem. So the Korean, that's much worse. To do a Korean on an ice pot, the Korean is worse. Korean. Okay. Then we spoke about tissues. I was talking about tissues. I like that chiddush. What we said at the beginning of the shiur to cut, use foil. The chiddush is problematic on the thing. Then we finished off with the shadow of candles. We spoke about this also about arichos. To take a candle, for example, on a yom tov and to trim it on its side to fit into the candelabra is the chiddush problem of machatich. That means again, it's the same shadow you had before. You know you're not mapping exactly what measurement it is. You don't need the exact size over there, but you want a particular size to go into your candelabra. If it's not going into your candelabra a particular size, it won't fit in. But you want a size to go into your candelabra, that is called mahatik. And therefore one should not trim a candle to be able to fit into the candelabra on Yom Tov. What you can do is, we said a few eighths, what you can do is you can take some foil, which has already been cut before Shabbos or Yom Tov, and wrap it around the bottom of the candle, and then stick it into your candelabra. That will hold it in position. Or what a person can do is a person can wedge the candle in the moshel. Let's say he puts the candle in and he puts some matchsticks around the side of the candle to hold the candle in position. Obviously, he wants to do it safely. It's not a sakana what he's doing, and then that's okay to do. That's no issue of machatik there at all. You avoid the problem of machatik, and that's all right to do the candle. But to cut the candle, trim the candle to size, is problematic. Just by the way, to melt the candle over fire and then stick it into the candle, we say more advanced, and you can't do that either. The chashashim machatik. A person might rub it in to fit into the candelabra. You shouldn't do that. Okay, well, so that's, I think, more or less the question.
Tomorrow is
closer.